It's time for another edition of the soon-to-be award-winning segment, Women Say the Darndest Things About Sports, with your host, Junior Miller.
Oh, you did it!
Thank you, Conrad.
Damn it.
It is time for another edition of Women Say the Darndest Things About Sports. Thank you to the P1s for all of these fine entries. And since it is the end of March, we have a lot of March Madness entries and some baseball entries with the baseball season about to crank up. First from the NCAA basketball tournament, this is from Jeff. He says, while watching SportsCenter with my wife, she looks over at me, this is a couple of weeks ago, and she asks if we're going to do our maps this year. Having no idea what she's talking about, I say, maps? And she says, you know, the maps like we did last year, the ones that lead the teams to the Final Four. And I said, brackets, you mean? Yes, we'll do our brackets again this year.
Our maps. I never heard it called that before.
But they lead the team. They lead them to the middle of the page.
It's just the road to the Final Four.
Brandon emails, I was talking to my wife yesterday about the tournament. This is a couple weeks ago, back when we're filling out the brackets. And I asked who she had in her bracket to win the whole thing. And she responded, South Dakota State University, and then followed up with Go SDSU. I said, you mean San Diego State University? And she said, yeah, San Diego State. They look pretty good so far.
She's very familiar with them.
And then from Ryan, my mother-in-law filled out a bracket this year. She did admit that she had never heard of some schools like Gonzaga and Morehead Street. I had to lovingly point out that I believe it's Morehead State, that the ST stands for state and not street. All right, into baseball from Craig. He says, I just received opening day Rangers tickets from one of our vendors and was thanking them when I got this reply. And the reply is from a female. Did you notice how cute your opening day tickets are?
What? Jeez.
He says, well, I'm a guy and I don't use the word cute in regards to sports. She was looking at the actual design on the tickets and said, boy, these tickets are cute.
Tickets can't be cute.
From Martin, I was playing in a co-ed softball game over the weekend when a girl on my team asked me this thought-provoking question while someone on our team was batting and had already hit two foul balls. Three foul balls in softball constitutes a strikeout. So she asks, what happens if he hits the third ball out of bounds? And he said, he looked at her and said, I think he gets two free throws. From Brad, my wife said the darndest thing to her mother about the Rangers when we were first dating. I'm happy to say now that we're married, she's come a long way in sports knowledge and she's a strong P1. But one day when we were dating, we were driving in the car with her mother, and my wife was talking about the Rangers when her mother, who lives in Scottsdale, asked a pretty ridiculous question. Are the Rangers a major league team? To which my wife answers, yeah, they're pretty major. Having no idea what the term major league meant.
Right.
She just said, yeah, they're pretty major. Right. Like it's the mom that's the idiot here.
Yeah. Kind of gotten there over the last few years.
This is from Richard. He says, my wife is a renowned sports idiot. We were visiting Boston last week. On day one of our trip, we are having breakfast in a little hole-in-the-wall diner. The place is full of sports memorabilia from the last 50 and 60 years. Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, boxing, you name it, they have it. I point to my wife and kids. I point out this one awesome photo of Fenway Park. And he says, I've got a tour of Fenway Park for day two of our trip. And the wife says, with great confidence, turning to the daughters, that's where the Boston Bruins hockey team plays. He says, at that moment, I go into deep hypnosis. And he's thinking to himself, I did say Fenway Park, right? How can one think that a hockey team plays at a park?
There's never a hockey facility called a park, right?
Never.
Nothing I know of.
This is from Scott. He says, my wife is an avid Phillies fan. However, one day I overheard her discussing the Phillies with my brother, and they were discussing Ryan Howard. She told my brother, not only was Ryan Howard Rookie of the Year in 2005, but the next season he was MVP of the year. She couldn't figure out why we were all cracking up, and she was pissed the rest of the night. You never say MVP of the year. Just, they were the MVP. And finally from James, my family and I took in a Diamondbacks Angels spring training game at the new Diamondbacks Stadium in Arizona. In the fifth inning, I decided to walk around and tour the new stadium. When I got back to my seat, my wife asked, "Did you see that infield home run?" Although a little perplexed by her terminology, I said no, and I didn't question her about it. Later, I got to wondering what she meant by infield home run. Did she mean that the ball never left the infield and the batter made it all the way around to home because of a lot of throwing errors? This may be a common occurrence in Little League, but I couldn't imagine it happening at the Major League level. So as we're walking out after the game, we're discussing some of the game's key moments, and my wife again says, "Yeah, that infield home run was great." So now I challenge her, "What did you mean? The ball never left the infield and the guy got a home run?" She said, "No, an in-the-field home run." I said, "Oh, you mean an inside-the-park home run?" She replied with a very dismissive, "Yeah, whatever."
Yeah, whatever you call it. Yeah.
And then in the car she said, "I suppose you're going to tell those radio guys about what I said."
Oh, no.
And I promptly responded, "Absolutely."
Radio guys.
And there you have another edition of Women Say the Darndest Things About Sports. If you have any nominees, email me, JuniorMiller@Mindspring.com.
All right, then.